you know, we know mental health problems can escalate during the stress of the holiday season. And I think the first question I wanted to ask is, you know, can you tell us what it is about, you know, the holiday season? What is it that puts so much stress on all of us?
So I can start with that one, Jeff, just, and then you can follow up from there. But a lot of the issues around the holidays are the feelings of overwhelmness, the additional stressors of just expectations, being with family, the dynamics of how that can change, also just really putting unrealistic expectations on ourselves, where it's, did I buy the right gift? Did I spend enough money? I don't have the money to spend. There's also an element of loneliness, and loneliness doesn't necessarily mean that you have no one around you, but even from a loneliness of, I'm not connected with these people, and yet I need to make a presence and be with them. So there's just a lot of additional stressors outside of our normal day-to-day life, and also those that are working schedules that may not be able to get off at the holidays when the rest of their family is, and so unable to participate in the celebration.
One that I think I've noticed is that we certainly understand it's getting dark earlier, you know, and obviously that can certainly come into play, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's for certain, Kevin. Representing the 46 million people that live in rural America, many of whom have jobs that are not your typical 9-to-5 jobs, especially farming. Many people are getting up at 5 in the morning when it's dark. They're working, and then by the time they go to bed, you know, late at night, it's dark. And so even though they may be outside during a few hours of sunlight, it can be very depressing when you start and end your day in the dark, which this time of year, many people in rural America do.
You know, financial strain, right? The idea of having to buy, like, the perfect Christmas gift and all that, and realizing that maybe that's not really in the budget this year.
Absolutely. And so that financial strain can increase anxiety, depression, feelings of guilt or shame, and just feeling inadequate. So it's looking for ways of finding gratitude and finding other positive mechanisms within the time of the year. So how do we focus on spending time together or other positive attributes versus the spending portion?
I think that leads us to, you know, some, you know, possible solutions to, you know, things that people can do. And it seems like it starts with take care of yourself.
You're absolutely right. The focus on taking care of yourself is so hard in the normal day-to-day life, but in the holidays, it is even more difficult, but so much more and even more important. So practicing just mindfulness. And when I mean mindfulness, we're not talking that somebody needs to do full meditation or relaxation, but just being present in the moment of what is happening, feeling the joy of the moment. One of the activities that I find helpful is starting the day with a moment of gratitude and ending the day with a moment of gratitude. So there's always something to be thankful for, and it can really change your outlook on the day or how you reflect on the day as well. So that can help with planning that stress and minimizing the stress. Also, just making sure that you're not creating unhealthy habits by overindulging in alcohol or other unhealthy behaviors. So really seeking time to have time with yourself where you can have quiet time and really try to delegate any of those extra tasks so that you don't have to do everything yourself.
I think another thing, you know, to mention too, you know, would be like either a support network, seek help when you need it, right? Exercise, I understand, is another good one.
Yeah, again, speaking on behalf of rural Americans, many jobs that people in rural America have are very physical in nature, but they may not necessarily be the types of exercise that have a long-term benefit, especially from a cardiovascular standpoint. So even though it sounds counterintuitive when we talk to farmers and other groups involved in agriculture to get out and get exercise, even going for a brief walk after evening chores are done can have a tremendous impact. And because people in rural America tend to not have neighbors next by and may not necessarily have the same support network that people in more suburban and urban areas where you've got neighbors, we always advocate to ensure you reach out to someone, even if it's someone through telehealth, that can be there during a time where you may need someone to speak to.
Information, you know, is there some websites, some things you can, you know, direct them towards, you know, that they can get more information and try to tackle this problem?
The Rural Minds website, which is ruralminds.org, has a great deal of information that is helpful, and this topic in particular can be readily found on our website. We also always like to remind people to call 988 if they're having a time of stress and don't have anyone else to talk to. You can also text that number, but that is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week confidential and free service where you will be connected with a live trained counselor who can help you through a time of stress and then ultimately help you find resources in your particular area that can help you after the time of crisis has passed.
I certainly want to thank both of you. You know, Merry Christmas, great holiday season and all that. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Happy holidays
to you as
well.